12. Supply. If the Komodos were about the size of a really big dog, the Black Dragon was more comparable to a car. The only reason I wasn't running up the ramp and hightailing it back to the village to turn in the quest was because it said a young dragon. It made me think I might just have a chance. Okay, that was a lie. There were actually several reasons why I wasn't running. One, I really needed the money from this mine. I wasn't sure exactly how much profit it would turn, but based on what Ghost Man said, the human kingdom really needed iron for steel. Two, as much as I like to think of myself as a talker and not a fighter, I still wasn't a coward. I definitely wasn't the kind of guy who was going to run at the first sign of trouble. Three, I actually really liked the gnomes in town. It may seem odd to say about NPCs, but I wanted to help them out, and getting the mine up and running was going to be good for all parties involved. Four, the big scaly motherfucker was already looking right at me. "Nick, I need you to get down here as fast as your baby legs will carry you," was all I was able to get out before I saw the dragon suck in a big gulp of air. Driven by fantasy gaming knowledge and pure instinct, I dove as far as I could to one side, barely avoiding the spray of what seemed to be a corrosive liquid. Acid breath? I'm not sure if that's better or worse than fire. You dodge Midnight's breath attack, acid. The spray came out in a fairly focused stream. I just hoped that it was limited because of its age and not a conscious effort to narrow the stream. A more spread attack would have been significantly harder to avoid.
"Midnight almost get human snake. Thankful coming to Gonk direct human snake. Gonk not want to look through mine for you himself,"
the current owner of the mine said as he pulled out his two-handed warhammer. Since I was watching both enemies at once, I noticed the slight snarl the dragon threw in Gonk's direction when its name was mentioned. Gonk either doesn't see it or doesn't care. I get the feeling Midnight doesn't care for its current master.
"I'm almost there, Jack. What's the problem? And please don't call them baby Is that a dragon?"
Without turning around, it was pretty obvious that Nick had just shown up to the party. Between him seeing the dragon and the orc and dragon turning to look his way, we were clearly all ready to party. Now I had to keep Nick from getting hit with acid.
"Nick, stay where you are and provide range support from there. If the dragon is about to breathe your way, dip back around the corner so that the rock wall can shield you. I have an idea. We're going to get the orc first, okay?"
I instructed before he did something dangerous.
"Got it, Jack. Just be careful. Your new ability is sharing the level and class information into the party, and we're way outgunned here," he cautioned.
A smirk the current predicament didn't deserve crept its way across my face.
"Whenever you're outgunned, the trick is to just turn their own guns against them," I said, as I started running at an angle that got me out from between Nick and Midnight and put me between our two enemies.
"How cute. Human snake want to save Nomi. It okay. I kill human snake now, save Nomi for dessert."
Gonk laughed at his own joke as he ran towards me. The orc should have known better than to get lost in his own sense of humor. That was how you missed things, like an armed flash grenade rolling past you.
"You have blinded Midnight."
Seeing the flash out of the corner of his eye was just enough of a distraction to cause Gonk to turn slightly and see what happened. Unfortunately for the ugly bastard, I was waiting for that.
"You hit Gonk for 13 damage. You hit Gonk for 13 damage. Nick, he's got no armor, so lay into him. On it, Jack!"
"Nick hits Gonk for 12 damage. Gonk roared in rage as the gashes from my swords and the crossbow bolt that just went into his abdomen started to add up. At least I thought he did. It was hard to hear over the deafening cry of anger coming from a blinded and pissed off Midnight. The dragon started looking around for a target, and I was ready to give it one.
"You hit Midnight for 8 damage. Crossbow bolt ignores 2 armor.
So those scales give it a natural armor rating of 2, but our crossbows can get through that. That's not what's important right now, though. It's good to know for when we try to kill it."
"Hey, you oversized goth iguana! You grumpy about getting blinded, or is it because I shot your ass?"
I screamed in his direction. It caused Gonk to hesitate in confusion, but it gave the dragon enough noise to figure out where to shoot. Well, it thought it knew what it was shooting at. The blind debuff made sure it didn't realize someone was between us. Gonk looked like he was still trying to figure out exactly what the hell was happening and why I was insulting the dragon, so he had no idea why I suddenly dove out of the way and got behind a rock large enough to shield me. His hesitation caused him to take the full extent of Midnight's attack. Midnight's breath attack, acid, hits Gonk for 50 damage. Midnight's breath attack, acid, hits Gonk for 50 damage. Midnight's breath attack, acid, hits Gonk for 50 damage. It looked like the attack caused damage multiple times if you were stupid enough to stand there and take it. Gonk was more than stupid enough, which was fortunate for Nick and I. Hit the orc again before the blind wears off the dragon, I yelled, realizing it was about to be able to see me any second now. You hit Gonk for 13 damage. You hit Gonk for 13 damage. Nick hits Gonk for 12 damage. As soon as Nick's bolt hit him, I realized we were fucked. The orc quickly cycled from pain to a brief moment of serenity before finally landing on pure unbridled rage. This was beyond mortal anger. This was a rage that ran through his blood. This was rage he could breathe like oxygen. His muscles rippled and expanded as a few of the wounds we'd inflicted began to heal. His focus landed on me, and I tried to say, "Oh, fuck me," but I had to admit it came out as sort of a squeaking sound. By the time I realized he was moving towards me, he'd already stepped into range. Nick, he's too fast. Throw it. Gonk hits you for 50 damage. Gonk hits you for 50 damage. Wall hits you for 10 damage. HP 10 of 120. Oh, yeah. We're definitely fucked. I tried to stand up and put on a brave face, but it felt like everything was broken. At the very least, the ribs where he hit me were. On top of that, my vision was blurry, and I might have had a concussion. If I did, though, it didn't come up in my notifications as a game-recognized status. Click. That sounds familiar. Oh, shit, I can still hear. That's good, right? Tink.
Gonk ain't human snake now. Then Gonk eat no me, friend.
Tink. Midnight chimed in with another deafening roar. I could hear the clacking of claws on the ground as he made his way towards me. Tink. Tink. Midnight stopped moving towards me to sniff the air. It picked up the smell of something, but I couldn't see what. I hoped Nick didn't come in. Pop! Gonk has been blinded. Midnight has been blinded. So that's what that sound was. We only had one shot at this, so I reached into my bag and pulled out a couple of healing potions, drinking double barrel like I was trying to impress some dudes at a frat party. The full body relief was instantaneous. You have recovered 30 HP. You have recovered 30 HP. Warning, drinking two healing potions in such a short time frame has made you susceptible to potion sickness. Drinking any potion in the next hour will cause you to become ill. Side effects variable. That just means I can't get hit again. And I don't think I will. Let's light this big bastard up before it wears off, yeah? I said to Nick as he finished reloading his crossbow. Nick responded by burying another crossbow bolt in Gonk's stomach. Nick deals 24 sneak attack damage to Gonk. Oh, hell yes! You hit Gonk for 26 sneak attack damage. You hit Gonk for 26 sneak attack damage. Unlike the kobolds, I knew Gonk wasn't going to panic through his blind. There's a blind rage joke somewhere in there. Maybe one about that movie where the dude who always seems to play hobos was a shitty Zatoichi ripoff. Never mind, it's not important now. What is important is not letting Gonk's wild swings of his big-ass hammer catch me. You dodge Gonk's attack. You dodge Gonk's attack. I learned the hard way that he could attack back-to-back with that big thing, but I wouldn't make the same mistake twice. I knew even his wild swings could end me now. Midnight roared and swiped at the air just to make sure we hadn't forgotten there was a fucking dragon in here with us. If the room were smaller, we'd likely be getting, at the very least, clipped by the dragon's blind swings. Nick deals 24 sneak attack damage to Gonk. You hit Gonk for 26 sneak attack damage.
You hit Gonk for 26 sneak attack damage. Somehow, Gonk was finally looking hurt. I could feel most of the tension leaving my body as I realized we were about to bring the big bastard down. Obviously, that's when the universe decided to tell me to always mind my surroundings. Midnight hits you for 15 damage. Midnight hits you for 15 damage. Midnight hits you for 20 damage. HP 20 of 120. Two swipes of the claws were followed up by a vicious bite attack. I got so caught up in our imminent victory over Gonk that I somehow forgot about the dragon! Nick, we're going to have to kill the orc fast and start wearing the dragon down with our ranged weapons. That could take two... Wait a second. I think I have an idea. I was thinking over what I could do to help and discovered a new application for one of my spells. Well, let's discuss it after we kill the orc. Nick hits Gonk with sneak attack for 24 damage. Ready when you are, Jack. Oh, that snarky bastard. He was growing on me. Two final sword thrusts into the back finally ended our struggle with the barbarian. And with that, the former overseer of the Gnome Theron mine was no more. You hit Gonk with sneak attack for 26 damage. You hit Gonk with sneak attack for 26 damage. You have slain Gonk. You receive 500 XP. It seemed sort of anticlimactic when it happened, but I didn't give a shit considering we just cut our number of problems in half. Okay, get over here fast, Jack! I'm casting mine already! We need to hurry, though, because that dragon's gonna be pissed when it comes around, Nick said from behind his rock outcropping. Running to Nick's hiding spot, I saw him doing what looked like channeling a spell into his crossbow that was currently lying on the ground. Nick, exactly what the hell are you doing? I said, getting ready to berate him for putting his weapon down mid-combat. Oh, right, I have a fairly low-level spell that can increase the speed at which devices and machines can be operated. It keeps the device from breaking under the strain. It also helps the operator move faster without fumbling anything, he explained. Okay, how does that help us right now? I asked. Oh, sorry. I came up with the idea of trying it on crossbows and similar weapons to see if it worked. As soon as I did, it changed the spell description. We can get double attack speed for a time, he said, clearly pleased with himself. Listen, Nick, this is fascinating. It really is. But we have to kill a dragon! I saw Nick wince with guilt and I regretted raising my voice at him like that. However, it was pretty justified in this situation on account of the dragon. When you were stuck in a room with a dragon the size of a sedan, brevity was key in all conversations. Speaking of our angry reptilian friend, I checked the timer just as the last tick of the debuff went away. I looked over at it and saw lizard eyelids blinking away the last of the effects of the blind as it scanned its surroundings. It finally seemed to find what it was looking for. Namely, me. Panic started to set in as I realized that I couldn't survive a single hit from this thing. Nick hadn't cast his spell on my arm crossbow yet. He needed time, but the dragon didn't seem too keen on letting us get ready. Oh, of course, I thought to myself when the realization hit me. I still have my flash bombs. I should have a couple left. The dragon was starting to pick up the pace, and I could feel the hunger radiating off of it. Looks like it's time to blind this big motherfucker all over again. You have blinded Midnight. At least, that's what I liked to think the notification would have looked like. Actually, I was pretty sure it would have looked like that. I mean, it would have if what just happened hadn't actually happened. What did happen was that the dragon saw the device flying towards it and jumped into the air like a cat, only to land directly on top of it. Interesting tidbit for those that have never seen a dragon in person, they don't have eyes on their bellies. That makes it quite hard to blind one when they're lying on your flash grenade. Now would have been a good time for a plan B. Actually, I had a plan B. I just didn't like it. What I would really have loved would have been a viable plan C or D I could skip to. I didn't have one of those, though. So it was time to nut up, as they say. Nick, take this. I'm gonna buy you some more time, I said, as I unstrapped the device from my arm. An unexpected benefit of ranking up the associated skill was that I could work the straps and connectors holding it onto my arm much better than when I first put the damn thing on. As soon as it was in Nick's hands, I took off as quickly as I could. If I played this right, I could deal with two problems at once. You see, as crazy as it might sound, I'd been thinking about issues other than the dragon currently trying to eat me. I'd actually been thinking about one issue in particular. Someone brought this thing here for the now-dead Orc Overseer. That meant they could most likely control it easily. That also meant there could be more. I'm no dracozoologist, so I couldn't exactly say how many dragons were born from a mother at a time, but let's not risk it. I needed to make sure that whoever Ghost Man was, he couldn't just magic his way in here through his little doorway for the recently deceased. That's why Midnight was about to help me destroy it, I hoped. The dragon clearly didn't expect me to run into the room, but not at it. To be fair, it didn't really fit into a fight-or-flight response. I took advantage of the confusion by picking up the pace towards the gate. The ceiling of this level seemed to be just high enough that the dragon could get some air if it wanted to, so that's just what it did. Dragons perform their role of fantasy apex predator beautifully. The series of movements that sent Midnight into the air and briefly gliding before beginning its incredibly fast descent were impressive, to say the least. The display of both power and agility were awe-inspiring. I could even tell that it was leading me like a sharpshooter getting ready to hit a moving target. The moving target in this scenario was me, and we were definitely about to collide. That is, we would have, if I hadn't suddenly fallen sideways into a roll out of the way. You see, it had finally occurred to me that these flash grenades worked in a similar fashion to regular grenades in the real world. Some mechanism primes them for activation, they're thrown, then they go off after a set time. Generally speaking, you don't want to pull the pin on a frag grenade and then hold it, as that reduces the distance you can put between you and the ensuing explosion. Devices that do nothing but emit a blinding light offer no such risks if you let them cook for a little bit. That's why, as I was running, I primed my last grenade. Once I had let it cook through most of its fuse, I lobbed it into the air in front of me, closed my eyes, and took a rolling breakfall to the right side of where I was running. The roll to the side wasn't to get me away from the grenade, so much as to make sure I wasn't in the path of the soon-to-be crashing dragon. You blinded Midnight. You remember all that grace and beauty and poetry and motion from before? Yeah, that all went to shit when a dragon was allowing momentum to carry it on a trajectory plotted by instinct and panicked as it realized a half second too late what the small sphere that just appeared in its field of vision was. Midnight hits Portal Arch for 500 damage. Portal Arch has been destroyed. Midnight receives 150 impact damage. Midnight is stunned. Jack, catch! I turned as Nick was tossing me my now enchanted gadget. I strapped it back onto my arm, and Nick and I did our best to unleash hell before the stun wore off. It did not take long to finish the deed. You have slain Midnight. You receive 1,500 XP. You have reached level 7. You are awarded the following: +3 agility, +5 intellect, +1 endurance, +5 free attribute points. Do you wish to take over Gnome Theron Mines, yes or no? We did it! Nick yelled as I minimized the notifications. I was too frazzled to think straight and needed a moment to collect myself. We sure did, buddy, I replied with a smile. I've got the option to take the mine now. Are you sure you don't want to do some sort of split with me? You have as much right to it as I do now. Trust me, Jack. I would be miserable if I had to manage this thing. As long as you throw me some money every now and then to fund my crafting projects, that's all I need out of this mine, he reassured me. On some level, it was still impossible for me to believe. He was literally throwing away money in my eyes. No matter how much money one had, I always thought you should always want more. There was no such thing as enough money. Clearly, I was wrong, because Nick seemed to have enough. I brought up the notification without further debate, whether internal or external, and selected that I did, in fact, want the mine. Congratulations, you have wrested control of the Gnome Theron Mines from Gonk the Barbarian. You receive 2,000 XP. You have reached level 8. You are awarded the following: +3 agility, +5 intellect, +1 endurance, +5 free attribute points. Achievement earned. The spice must flow. Gain ownership of a major resource. Reward: 10 skill points. World First Bonus, Double Normal Reward. Minor Trait Obtained. Minor Player. Requirement: gain control of a resource or settlement that can affect regional politics. Effect: plus or minus 5 to all trade skills when dealing with those who know what you own. Note: you receive the penalty or bonus to your skills depending on whom you are dealing with and if they would rather gain access to your resources or take advantage of your source of continuous wealth. Be careful who knows what you control.
Holy shit. I expected some notifications, but this is fucking awesome!